Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 23rd Parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Chaf Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, and Parak Chaf Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. The Nevi'im tells us in Sefer Yeshaya that in order to honor Shabbos Mimtso Cheftzicha V'Dabar Davar, that you have to refrain from being involved in Cheftzicha, in your affairs, and from speaking words. What exactly does that mean? So the phrase Mimtso Cheftzicha, that you shouldn't be pursuing your affairs, requires a person to avoid involvement in any weekday activities, what we often refer to as uvda dechol, that Shabbos is a day of holiness, of kedusha, and therefore you have to act in a certain holy type of a way, even if you're not doing any malacha per se. For this reason, the Chachamim prohibited one to participate in commercial transactions, to go to his field, to see what work is required after Shabbos, or to read any sort of documents that are involved with any sort of business dealings, any sort of work that really involves the rest of the week. When it comes to Dabar Davar, so often this aspect of the Pasuk forbids even the discussion of prohibited items. Therefore, a person is not allowed to, for example, speak about business on Shabbos, make any sort of financial decisions on Shabbos, or a person shouldn't be discussing plans to perform after Shabbos, any activity that wouldn't be allowed on Shabbos itself. Our Mishnah here in Parak Chaf Gimel, Mishnah Gimel now, is going to give some clear applications and relevant halachos as it pertains to this, to this pasuk. Says the Mishnah, Lo yiskor adam po'alim b'Shabbos. A person is not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos in order to work for him after Shabbos. Vlo yomar adam lechaveiro liskor lapo'alim. And a person may not tell his friend to hire workers on Shabbos for him to work for him after Shabbos. Once again, you're telling him to do something that isn't allowed to be done on Shabbos itself, and therefore you certainly can't ask him to do it on Shabbos for after Shabbos as well. Now, the Mishnah is going to continue discussing the concept known as Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos refers to the fact that a person is only allowed to go 2,000 amos or less outside the city limits of where he is living. Now, there is a way to extend that a little bit, what we refer to an Erev Tchumen, to be able to go an additional 2,000 amos in one direction. But for now, the idea is that wherever your place of residence is, whatever the town of your residence is, you're only allowed to go 2,000 amos outside of that town in all four directions. Now, if a person wants to be involved and engage in some activity that is outside his Tchum as soon as possible after Shabbos, he would have to go to the edge of the Tchum and wait there until Tzeitzer Chalav, until Shabbos ends, so that he could travel beyond the Tchum the moment that Shabbos ends. Now, the Mishnah here is going to teach us when this is forbidden and when this is allowed to be done, to wait at the edge of the Tchum and to ultimately wait for Shabbos to end before going to leave the Tchum Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Ein machshichen al hatchum liskor poalim ulahavi peros. Says the Tanakhama, one may not wait at the boundary, at the edge of the Tchum, until Shabbos ends, in order to hire workers. Presumably these workers live beyond the boundary of the Tchum, and as soon as possible after Shabbos, you want them to do some work for you, says the Mishnah. You can't wait at the Tchum to be able to go and hire these workers as soon as Shabbos ends. Or, says the Mishnah, in order to bring back fruit, meaning to say, to go beyond the Tchum Shabbos, as soon as possible after Shabbos, because you want to get the fruit right away. You want to make a smoothie, whatever the case may be. You want to get the fruit right away. You cannot go to the Tchum Shabbos, wait there to be able to pick the fruit as soon as Shabbos ends. However, says the Mishnah, aval, but, mach shechu lishmor umevi peiros biyado. However, a person may wait at the boundary of the Tchum Shabbos, at the 2000 Amos mark, until Shabbos ends, in order to guard, in order to watch and protect his property after Shabbos, because, as the bartender points out, guarding is permitted on Shabbos itself, and then he may bring fruit back in his hand if he just happens to go and bring it back. But the idea here, that the Tanakhama is saying, that as long as what you're doing isn't usher, as long as what you're doing right after Shabbos isn't usher on Shabbos itself, then you're allowed to go and wait at the Tchum. So guarding your property is certainly permitted. You could stand by your property on Shabbos, that's allowed, and therefore you're allowed to go to the Tchum and wait for Shabbos to end before going to guard your property. However, picking fruit isn't allowed on Shabbos, or hiring workers, like we just said, isn't allowed on Shabbos, and therefore, says the Mishnah, you're not allowed in those cases to go and to wait at the boundary, at the end of the Tchum Shabbos, in order to go do those things that are prohibited on Shabbos as soon as Shabbos ends. Now, according to this Tana, according to the first opinion of our Mishnah, you're never allowed to wait at the edge of the Tchum until nightfall on, or to do one of these malachos that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos after Shabbos. However, the Abishal, as we're about to see, as the Mishnah concludes, is going to disagree and accept and teach us a special rule and ultimately hold there is an exception to this rule. Says the Mishnah, Kal Omer Abishal. Abishal stated the following rule, stated the following idea. Kol shani zakai ba'amiraso rashayani lahachshich alav. Says Abishal, any activity, any engagement, any involvement that I'm permitted to discuss on Shabbos, I am permitted to wait at the boundary until tzeisak alav, until Shabbos ends, in order to perform it, in order to do it. It is an accepted halacha that one may discuss doing forbidden work after Shabbos, for example, if it's for the sake of a mitzvah. And we're going to see examples of this in the next Mishnah. But the point is, it says Abishal, even though you can't, let's say, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, even though you can't necessarily build a coffin, or you can't make shrouds for a dead body on Shabbos itself, but it's a mitzvah, and therefore you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos, says Abishal. If it's mitzvah related, then you're allowed to wait at the edge of the Tum Shabbos and go to be involved with that as soon as Shabbos ends. Continuing now with Parakhaf Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Abishal, once again, we're going to give some examples. Abishal said that at the end of this of the previous Mishnah, the one's allowed to wait at the edge of the Tum Shabbos, at 2,000 Amo mark, for the purpose of doing a mitzvah after Shabbos. It says the Mishnah, Machshichen al HaTum Pakeach al Iske Kala. You're allowed to wait at the edge of the Tchum Shabbos, at the edge of the boundary, until Tzeizek Chavim, until Shabbos ends, in order to attend to the needs of a bride after Shabbos. Let's say you have to, cut, as the Gemara gives an example. So you have to cut these myrtle branches, these hadassim, in order to make the chuppah of a kala beautiful. Whatever the case may be, you want to do. You're allowed to talk about that on Shabbos. You're doing a mitzvah. You can't cut them on Shabbos. But because you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos, you're allowed to wait at the edge of the Tum Shabbos in order to go after Shabbos and cut down these hadassim for the chuppah. Continuing in the Mishnah, al iskei hames lahavilo aron v'tachrichin. Or you're allowed to attend the needs of a dead person after Shabbos, for example. You're allowed to bring a coffin or a burial shroud for him. Again, you can't do this on Shabbos itself, but because it's Letzora Chameis, it's for the purpose of a dead body, you're allowed to talk about doing such a mitzvah on Shabbos itself. Now the Mishnah is going to continue discussing some other halachos relating to a funeral that takes place after Shabbos, and these halachos are going to be based on what we learned earlier in Perek Tes Zion of Maseches Shabbos, and we learned there that if a non-Jew does a malach or anything that's usher on Shabbos for a Jew on Shabbos, no Jew may benefit from it on Shabbos. There's an Isser Hanai for a prohibition of getting any benefit from a non-Jew on Shabbos itself. Says the Mishnah, Nachri Shehevi Chalilin B'Shabbos. If a non-Jew brought flutes, which were typically used to play sad music, for example, at Jewish funerals, and he brings them on Shabbos itself from outside the Tchum, from out to the boundary of the 2,000 Amos, Lo Yispod Behen Yisrael, a Jew is not allowed to use them to eulogize, to make people sad for the dead body. You can't play them at a funeral that is held immediately following Shabbos, meaning to say, you're not allowed to play the flutes that the moment that Shabbos ends. However, an important caveat and point is that one must wait the length of time that it would take to bring the flutes from the same location after Shabbos, that no advantage is gained from the fact that the non-Jew brought them on Shabbos itself. So So we'll leave it at that for now. The point is, you just have to wait, and you just have to make sure that there's enough time that you could have theoretically left after Shabbos to bring the flutes on after Shabbos had ended. However, continues the Mishnah, Elim Kane Bo'u Mimachum Karov, unless it is clear, and we know the flutes came and they were brought from a nearby place, a place within the Tchum Shabbos, then as soon as Shabbos ends, certainly you would be allowed to benefit from them, because again, they weren't brought from outside the Tchum. Continuing in the Mishnah, also lo aron v'chafer lo kever. If non-Jew has made a coffin for another person, or they dug a grave for him on Shabbos, you cover bo Yisrael, a Jew may be buried in it immediately after Shabbos. After all, the work was not done for a Jew, it was done for a non-Jew. Therefore, you can benefit from it as soon as Shabbos ends. However, v'im b'shvil Yisrael, you cover ba'olamis. But if the work was done for a Jew and it was done in a public way, as the Gemara says, a grave is in a place that is used by the public, and the coffin is lying by the grave, so it's a bizayon for this person, and therefore you would not be allowed in this situation to ever bury a Jew in it. At the end of the day, it's known to the public that the coffin or grave were made in violation of Shabbos, and therefore it would be degrading. It would be a bizayon for that Jew ever to be buried in it. Quick review, Perek Chaf Gimel, Mishnah Gimel first taught us that when it comes to Mimtzel Chefzech and Dabar Davar, they have to be involved only in things that are appropriate for Shabbos. You can't speak about things that are usher on Shabbos itself. So we said, number one, that you're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos to work for him after Shabbos. You also can't tell his friend to hire workers on Shabbos to work for him after Shabbos. Again, these things can't be done on Shabbos itself. Therefore, you can't discuss them on Shabbos itself, even if it's going to happen after Shabbos. Then we began discussing when a person is or is not allowed to wait by the Tchum, wait at the 2,000 Amma marking in order to do something immediately when Shabbos ends. So we said, according to the first Tana, that you're generally speaking not allowed to wait at the boundary until Shabbos ends in order to do anything, whether it be hire workers, whether it be to bring back food that you're going to pick right on Shabbos, unless you're waiting to do something that you can't do because it's past the Tchum, but the activity itself is permitted. So you're allowed to, let's say, wait at the Tchum in order, says the Mishnah, to guard your property immediately following Shabbos, because that itself you could do on Shabbos, but you can't wait at the Tchum if what you're going to do is usher, is prohibited on Shabbos itself, again, like hiring workers or like picking fruit. But Abba Shaul continued and disagreed a little bit with this first opinion, and he said that the rule, generally speaking, is that any activity that a person is allowed to discuss on Shabbos, a person is allowed to wait at the edge of the Tchum as well for. So the ultimate halacha is, and he follows the Bartonura, explains, we follow the opinion of Abba Shaul, namely, that you're allowed to wait at the Tchum, number one, if it's something that isn't Asur on Shabbos to do, which even the first Tana agreed with, and number two, even if it's Asur on Shabbos, but it's something that's a mitzvah, it's Latzorach mitzvah, it's for a good thing, it's for an important thing that you're allowed to discuss on Shabbos, like, for example, you're allowed to talk about giving tzedakah on Shabbos. You can't give tzedakah on Shabbos, that's Asur, but you're allowed to discuss, you're allowed to have, a lot of times you'll have various pledges for money on Shabbos. How could you talk about money on Shabbos? The answer is it's for tzedakah, it's a tzorach mitzvah, and that you're therefore allowed to do. So the assumption is that in this situation, when it's a tzorach mitzvah, you are allowed to wait at the tchum, wait at the edge of the 2,000 amma marking in order to do that mitzvah. And then the Perek Chaf Gimel Mishnah Dal, give a few examples. For example, you can wait at the boundary according to Abba Shaul in order to attend the needs of a bride after Shabbos, to help make her chuppah, or to help bring a coffin or burial shrouds for a dead body, and so on. Again, these things are you can't do on Shabbos, but you can talk about on Shabbos, and therefore you can wait at the edge of the tchum for them. And then the Mishnah concluded by discussing the halacha, that if a non-Jew does anything for you on Shabbos, you can't benefit from it, and you can't even benefit from it after Shabbos until you give enough time for it to have been possible for that malacha to have been done after Shabbos. So, for example, if a non-Jew brought flutes to be used, you can't use it if it was brought from outside of the Tchum until you give enough time after Shabbos for the non-Jew to have been able to go and bring those flutes from wherever they came from. And then the Mishnah concluded by saying that if non-Jews made a coffin for another Jew, or dug a grave for him on Shabbos, then a Jew may be buried in it immediately after Shabbos, because again, it was done not for a Jew, but it was done for a non-Jew, therefore you could benefit from it. However, if the work was done for a Jew, and it was done publicly, says the Mishnah, the Jew may never, ever benefit from it, because it was done in a public, degrading type of a way, and it would be a disgrace for a Jew to be buried in such clothing, or to be buried in such a way. But again, if it was done on Shabbos for the Jew, then you would, and it wasn't done publicly, then you would just have to wait until after Shabbos to give them enough time in order to be involved in what was taking place. Have a great day.